Hello, everybody. I am Keaton Gummerson of Kinetic Catholic. Welcome to the Kinetic Catholic Podcast. We're here with the summer episode. I know we've been a little less consistent with our uploading. Everyone being everywhere is kind of making it difficult, technologically speaking, to get everything out there, but we are still happy to bring you guys content. And as much social media content as we can over the summer. Know that you guys are in my prayers. I ask that you keep me and the rest of our team in your prayers. And again, we just want to come on here now and say, like, ahead of the school year, we know that there's a lot of planning going on for youth ministers, for people working in Catholic schools, whatever it might be, for the upcoming school year. Our team is really excited about and happy to start doing retreats. And these retreats are at a very low cost comparatively to what you're going to get for a lot of retreats. And so we would absolutely love for you to reach out to us, kineticcatholicministries@gmail.com. We'll do general retreats for all high schoolers, and we'll do leadership retreats specifically for high school leaders. And so we can do this diocesan-wide, church-wide, parish-wide, school-wide. Whatever you'd like to see, reach out to us. We'll talk details. I want to come on here and just have kind of an honest conversation. Since it's just me on this podcast episode, for future, we'll have guests on and stuff. It's going to be more of a monologue, but I really do care about your thoughts. And I want you to be kind of thinking as you're listening, to the best of your abilities, about what this means, for the church, for the future of our church, and how we can start kind of looking at the young people in the church. The reality is Generation Z is getting older. So I'm Generation Z, right? I'm 19 years old now, and I'm going into my sophomore year of college. And so that means that there's Generation Z that's younger than me. There's 12-year-olds that are Generation Z. And I believe it goes to about 24, 25. That's Generation Z also. I might be a little bit wrong with that. But point being, there's a big age range, and it is the young and the up-and-coming and the future of the church right now. And there's kind of this stigma around Generation Z, and I've seen it from all different age ranges, that Generation Z is something that is attached to the modern world in an unhealthy way, and as such might not be the most on fire for the Lord generation that we have seen. And I think that there's a lot of this discourse around Generation Z. Just, I've heard it in my personal experience talking to people from members in Gen Z and from, like, older people too. Like, it's not like this is just stuff people outside of our generation talking about this. Like, I've talked to peers who have been like, yeah, like, our generation is not great, dude. Like, there's some messed up stuff going on in our culture, in our world, and there's a desire to turn back to the love that is Jesus Christ. And to that I'd say, like, that's valid. That makes a lot of sense. And I think that when we are seeing a lot of crazy things online, I also think that social media changes things, right? Like, we have the ability to kind of see a ton of different things happening across the world. And so we're going to have that in our heads. But I want to kind of challenge this point. That's going to be the point of this podcast episode, to kind of look at it from, I don't have a ton of statistics, but to look at it from a reflective point of view, a point of personal testimony, and a point of kind of prayerful reflection on this dialogue around Generation Z, and how I would argue that Generation Z is a very good generation. That's my argument. That is my hypothesis going into this episode. The Generation Z, from the Catholic perspective and the Catholic world, the Generation Z is a very good generation. Because when you're going to classify very good, you need to look at what that means, right? And so for someone who isn't Catholic, for someone who is, like, super into a lot of the stuff that the modern culture is telling us, then yeah, they might easily go along with Generation Z is very good. But from a Catholic perspective, I want to argue that it is very good. And I want to go into a couple of main points arguing this, and then go into kind of, like, specifying and explaining those points, and then kind of bring it together prayerfully. And talk about what this means for the church, if this is true. And if you disagree, please tell me. Like, I would love to hear that. I really think that this dialogue about generations in the Catholic Church fascinates me. And it's something that, when we're looking catechetically at spreading the mission of the church, it's something that we need to talk about. So, number one, Generation Z is avidly addicted to social media in a way that no other generation has been. And I think that that is completely, like, pinpoint correct. I think that's true. Like, Generation Z is addicted to social media in a way that no other generation has been. But I want to attest that that's not our fault. And I think that social media can actually be a good thing for the Catholic world. I mean, that's what we do here on Kinetic, right? And I want to kind of argue that and pinpoint the things that Gen Z are doing right when it comes to social media. So number one, any other generation, any other one, boomers, Gen X, whatever it is, you put them in the shoes of Gen Z and you hand them iPads and iPhones at young ages, and you give them social media at young ages, they're going to be just as addicted as Generation Z. It is not like our fault that we were given this at such a young age, right? It is a strong temptation and addiction that is just so wired into the mind of young people that it's frightening in a way. But I want to argue that that's not completely our fault. Like, yes, we're responsible for our own actions. Our sin is our sin. That is our responsibility. We are responsible for putting stuff before God. Absolutely. I don't want to make it seem like otherwise. My only point is I don't think that it's fair to criticize Generation Z as a generality for saying, look at these young people, they're all addicted to their phones. It's like, yeah, because we were given that at a young age. Any other generation put into our shoes would be in the exact same circumstances. Okay, and I think that social media is a really, really scary thing, but it's also a really, really powerful thing. And it's a really, really powerful thing when it comes to evangelization. Kinetic Catholic, as much as I love us and as much as I think like what we're doing is awesome, we're not the only young people evangelizing online, right? Like, it's not just us. I like to think that it's really cool the amount of young people that are evangelizing online. A lot of them are smaller than us. Some of them are bigger than us. But there are like young people evangelizing online. I think we see that a lot, especially in the Protestant realm, which isn't explicitly Catholic. But it's still a Christian countercultural message that we see young people spewing online to some degree. It's not massive. It's not a ton. The vast majority of Generation Z does not use social media to evangelize. I understand that. Like, that's not the main use of social media, but it is a very powerful one. Saint Isidore of Seville is the patron saint of the internet because he was able to spend so much of his life through evangelization, through traveling all across the world. He traveled a ton. He went to country after country, and it was difficult. It took a long time. And today we're blessed to be able to send things to other countries, which with a couple of clicks of our button, right? Like, we can share messages on the good news. Like, it's how cool is that, dude? How awesome is that, that we can talk about Jesus online? Like, yes, there is such a benefit to in-person ministry. I started this podcast episode talking about the in-person retreats that we're doing at Kinetic because it's different. Like, I'm not saying like there's no need to travel. In-person ministry hits like it's different. Like, it's very personal. It's very relational, which is important for evangelization. You need that. I think that is significantly better than social media ministry. I am not saying that like doing ministry on social media is enough and nothing more. Like, yes, we absolutely need to be doing in-person stuff, encountering young people where they are, encountering young people in person, encountering people in foreign nations in person, encountering adults in person, encountering everybody in person. That's super important. But there is also a benefit to using social media to evangelize. I just think that's true. Like, that's accurate. And so that's point number one about the social media thing. Social media is kind of the first main point looking at Gen Z. But point number two is I think that because there's such a strong addiction to social media and to our modern culture among Generation Z, that means that the ones that are on fire for the faith, which in my opinion is becoming greater and greater in number, the young people that are on fire for the faith, because some people say, like, yeah, it's not the majority of young people, but there are a lot of young people. Go to some of these Steubenville conferences. Go to NCYC. The National Catholic Youth Conference is a beautiful example of this. It is a stadium in the Indianapolis Colts Stadium of young people praising the Lord, loving Jesus, just trying to walk on the road to heaven. There are a lot of young people. And I think because social media is such a big addiction, and because there are so many other like temptations and addictions that exist now that didn't exist for a lot of years, with social media and with the internet, that the ones that are on fire for the faith have been tested and have been put through a lot of temptation and have overcome a lot of temptation in order to be on fire for the faith in the way that he or she is. And I think that there can be a lot of nuances to that. There can be a lot of diving into that, into what that means spiritually, into that how that affects the soul. What I'm saying is generally, and this is a massive generalization, and I understand that, but if you look at a young person who is on fire for the faith, man, they're really on fire. Generally, like they're really trying. That's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And this segues into my second main point about what I think is kind of the specialness of Generation Z. Generation Z is really passionate. Passionate to a level that is really rare for a generation. And I think there's such a beauty to that. Generation Z is passionate, sometimes about the wrong things. Sure, sometimes they're passionate, but man, they just need to get on the other side of the fence. I understand that. But Generation Z, when they think something is right, we can go into the nuances of like the things that generally they get right and generally they get wrong. But when they think that something is right and the good thing to do, generally Generation Z has no hesitation to take action on that good thing. There is an appreciation for good, an appreciation for the human person that, even though sometimes it might be distorted, I don't even know if that's how you correctly say that word, it can lead to an introduction into the gospel, an introduction into Jesus, so that when young people meet him, when they meet him, man, they really fall in love. Why? Because we're just so passionate. And this is, again, this is speaking to my personal experience in speaking to young people. I'm not trying to say this pridefully. I've done a decent amount of traveling around talking to young people and getting their perspective. And this is just a lot of what I'm happy to be, listen, if any of you guys think that I'm off on something, that I'm wrong, please tell me. That's totally understandable. But what I'm saying that from this personal testimony is that because of that passion, because of that desire to do good, when it isn't disordered, when it's looked at, again, I don't know if I'm saying that word right, but when it isn't disordered, and when it's proper and centered towards the love and the human being and the mercy of Jesus Christ, then boom, it's like a fire ignites, like a light switch of passion among young people for Jesus Christ. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then my third main point about Generation Z, and this is generally for any of the young generations of the Catholic Church, is I think I've even used it in this episode. When we're talking about the church of the future, that's a term that gets used a lot. Like Generation Z is the church of the future. They're going to be the future leaders of the church. We have our future priests, bishops, archbishop, future pope in Generation Z, right? Like it is the future of the church. That's a true thing. For sure. Generation Z is also the church of the now, on top of being the church of the future. Because with the influence and the use of social media and the desire to talk about the things that they love, what young people in Generation Z do and what they say impacts the Catholic Church as it is right now. We've seen for generations with so many of these amazing young saints, recently Blessed Carlo Acutis, you don't have to wait until you're older in order to evangelize, in order to make an impact in the Catholic Church. This is something that we at Kinetic Catholic, we really try to push, and we're going to push in our curriculum for leadership retreats, right? And for retreats in general. Like, what we don't need to sit around and let the impact within the Catholic Church be handled by adults. And wait until we get there. Like, we can do that. Like, what we do impacts the church right now. That's so beautiful. That's so cool. And we have the opportunity and the advantage to make such a powerful impact that it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. And I think that Generation Z deserves credit for that. I really do. My thing is, and I guess I need to specify, when talking about Generation Z, when talking about my personal testimony in it, my experience with it, I am specifically, especially kind of referring to like Generation Z in the United States, right? Like I'm not that familiar with Generation Z in other countries, but Generation Z in the United States specifically, and for the church in the United States, maybe that was implied, but that's mainly what I'm getting at here. Now, if this is true, if my arguments have any standing, any grounding, okay, maybe Generation Z from a Catholic perspective, maybe they're pretty good. Maybe there's something here. There's a fire here that could be ignited, right? Do what God made us to do and we will set the world on fire. Maybe there's something here. Then what does this mean catechetically? What does this mean for the future of the church? Well, I think the church is in phenomenal hands. I really do. There's an issue with young people leaving the faith in college. I'm not trying to ignore that. Like that's a statistic. Focus Missionaries focuses a lot on that. No pun intended. But like there's a big problem with young people leaving the faith in college for sure. Like completely, it is a problem. And there can be a lot of reasons for that. Like a lot of people, I've listened to a lot of opinions and theologians giving their insight on it. I won't get too much into it, but like it could be catechetically, like social media might play a part in that, like whatever we want to say. That is a real issue for sure. I'm not trying to downplay that. And it's something that we need to work against, obviously, because we want people to fall in love with Jesus. We want people to fall in love with the church. But for the ones who stay in the church and for the future of the Catholic Church, I do think the Catholic Church is in really, really good hands. Like I really do. I'm really confident in the future of the Catholic Church in the United States. I think that there are great young leaders arising in the Catholic Church, and I think that that's a beautiful thing. And I think that catechetically, when it comes to young people leaving the faith in college, I think we need to watch how we talk about Generation Z. Because I think that when we kind of like are going ham on Generation Z and when we're talking about, oh, they're addicted to social media, they're addicted to their phones, like things like that, like some of it for sure might have merit, like 100%. Like I'm not trying to downplay that. But when a young person who is Catholic hears other Catholics downplaying their generation, from a catechetical perspective, which is like trying to get people to fall in love with Jesus, essentially, right? Like, and trying to evangelize. I don't think that that's particularly a good thing. I think that we need to talk differently about Generation Z within the context of the Catholic Church and how we address it. I think that that's kind of changing. I think there's starting to be a lot of really good dialogue about Generation Z because Generation Z is getting older and they are becoming a lot of the ministers now and the college graduates and things like that. Like I think that dialogue is changing for sure. But I just think in general, if anything to take away from it, it's if you are a young person listening to this, encourage a peer of yours today. If it's a Catholic peer, encourage them in their love and their pursuit of Jesus Christ and ask for prayers in the same. If it's not a Catholic prayer, encourage them, love them, pray for them, right? Pray for them to find Jesus Christ, to find his one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And even if you're not a young person, if you're not calling anybody old, but if you're not a part of Generation Z, then encourage a young person today, whether that's a family member, whether that's whoever that might be. Encourage them in their pursuit of Jesus Christ and ask for prayers in yours. There's really, guys, just a specialness to Generation Z. And I just think there's at least something to taking a bit, talking about it, dialoguing about it, and being able to kind of shift our perspective on them a little bit. Because yeah, there are some messed up things, but there's a lot of beauty in Generation Z also. And I think that focusing on that, being a glass half full kind of church, is really fruitful catechetically in terms of bringing people into the church, into falling more deeply in love with Jesus Christ. That's about it for today's episode, guys. I just want to come on here and talk to you guys about that. I ask that you keep me and the whole team in your prayers. Know that we are praying for you all. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok @Kinetic Catholic, YouTube @Kinetic Catholic. Our website, kineticcatholic.com. You can reach out to us on there, kineticcatholicministries@gmail.com. Kinetic means motion, right? That's the concept, to set the faith in motion among young people, to be a moving and active, vibrant young church. And I really think that that's what's happening in the church. I think it is a kinetic church. I think it's a very moving, active young church. And I think that is very fruitful. It's super fruitful. It's super inspiring. And seeing like what I mentioned at NCYC, and Seek is another example. It's a little older kids, but Seek, goodness, an arena packed of college kids worshiping the Lord. That's beautiful. That's beautiful stuff. And stuff like that, focusing on the beautiful, that's a part of Generation Z, is really powerful. Be who God made us to be, and we will set the world on fire, Gen Z. That rhymed. I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. That was fantastic. I'm praying for you guys. Love you all. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Kinetic Catholic Podcast.